The first New Testament reading is from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 4, verses 18 to 21. This is, as Jesus, at the beginning of Jesus' ministry in the Gospel of Luke, when he goes to the synagogue, and he asks for the scroll of Isaiah. They hand him the scroll of Isaiah. And he unwinds the scroll, and he finds the place where it is written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim release to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to let the oppressed go free, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." And he rolled up the scroll and gave it back to the attendant and sat down. The eyes of all in the synagogue were fixed upon him. Then he began to say to them, "Today this scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing." A second reading is from the Gospel of John, chapter 20, verses 19 to 21. When it was evening on that day, the first day of the week, and the doors of the house where the disciples had met were locked for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them, "Peace be with you. As God has sent me, so I send you." Thanks be to God, the word of the Lord.
Good morning. And I am honored to worship God with you this morning. Thank you for having me. I greet you personally and on behalf of my church, the Presbyterian Church in Syria and Lebanon, that considers itself a sister church, a daughter church. You can say what you want. We are sister churches. And we belong to each other as parts of the body of Christ. So many thanks for having me this morning worship with you. Indeed, the Christian church is endowed with and commissioned to carry a great mission to spread love, light, and hope. Mission is the reason for the existence of the church. And any church that loses its vision of mission, in fact, loses the purpose of its life. I already heard that you are a mission church in the proper sense. May God bless you in your mission on every way. Luke, the evangelist, as we have heard it read, shows us that on the first appearance in the synagogue in Galilee, after Jesus was tempted by the devil for 40 days and came out victorious, Jesus was given the book of Isaiah to read. And Jesus read the passage that sounds like a poem from Isaiah. According to Luke, that was at the beginning of Jesus' public ministry. And Luke seems to want Jesus announces and describes his own mission. In fact, we do not know if this passage was assigned for that Saturday or Jesus picked it up. He opens the book and he reads, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the good news to the poor, to proclaim release to the captives, recovering of sight for the blind, and set at liberty those who are oppressed, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. After reading, he said, "Today, this scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing." Luke was very much careful and concerned to show the details of Jesus' mission in everything that he has written afterward. Jesus gave hope to the hopeless, he fed the hungry, he healed the sick, he raised the dead, he freed those bound by sin, forgiven those who looked up to him, restored to the marginalized their human dignity, and worse, eventually Jesus gave himself for the world. John, the evangelist, had Jesus victorious over death. On the evening of the Easter day, visits his disciples who were hiding for fear. When the doors were closed, Jesus stood in the midst. "Peace be with you," he greeted them. Then he showed them his pierced hands and wounded side. Then he said again, "Peace be with you, as the Father has sent me, even so I send you." If Luke had Jesus describe his own mission, John has Jesus hands on his own mission to the disciples. Thus, the church received the honor to carry the mission of Jesus. I confess, when I read these two texts together, I shiver and I say, "Am I part of that?" Can the church carry the mission of its Lord? Does it not look impossible to carry such a mission in the world? Surely the church struggled and suffered, failed, succeeded along its history, trying to honor this great mission. Indeed, the mission of the church includes pain, suffering, and the way of the cross, its own direction. I confess that my church and those churches in the Middle East are struggling hard with their mission. I hope you are not struggling hard with your mission. In fact, we keep asking the question, do we have a mission still? What message we have for our troubled world? What good news do we have to give? Can a church maintain its mission of the good news when its own existence is being threatened? When it lives in areas that lacks peace, light, love, and hope? Can it, when violence seems a daily experience? Can it? Can we? John, on the other hand, wrote when he was an old man, probably the last of the eyewitnesses of the event of Christ. He wrote to a church who probably was struggling in its mission and faith, saying, "This is the message we have heard from him and proclaim to you, that God is light, and in him there is no darkness at all. God is light despite the lack of peace and justice, despite poverty, despair, and hopelessness in the world. God is light means that God loves, God forgives, God shines in our hearts to dispel the darkness. Light brings to our being freedom deliverance, and hope. Yes, the challenges of the Christian mission everywhere is much more than it used to be. It's more serious than ever before. And our church is guilty of its fear and lack of trust sometimes. We forget that our Lord promised to be with us always until the close of the age. We surely need repentance. Indeed, the last 8 years, in the face of the Arab Spring, the church in the Middle East experienced loss of hope on many levels. It lives in fear for the future and asks the question, will there be a future for us? Will there be a future for us to do anything? Will we ever be able to spread the good news of the gospel? Friends, should I invite you to Syria to justify our hopelessness and fear? So to see what has been going on now for 8 years. Syria, from where the Christian mission first spread around, its churches are being attacked and destroyed, its priests and bishops are being kidnapped and disappear, where the Christian community in some parts are given the choice to convert to Islam in order to live, where on some churches the black flag substitute the cross, where Christian youth are kidnapped for ransom. Or must I accompany you to the camps of those made refugees in neighboring countries? Lebanon has 2 million of those refugees and is struggling to care for them and does not have the resources nor even the space. Or maybe to the centers of the millions displaced internally, and have you watched the misery of women and children? Will that be enough to convince you that the church in the Middle East has the reason to neglect its mission? Can a helpless church carry a mission of hope, of good news, especially when its own existence is threatened? Friends, brothers and sisters, nothing in the world can justify the church neglecting its mission. Nothing in the world. We are to spread the light and the love of God no matter what circumstances we face. Our hope comes from God through Jesus, who is the source of hope. Hope, thank God, never depends on human circumstances. It is from God, who wills that all will have life and enjoy his grace. We must remember that in Luke, Jesus had victory over Satan, and in John, Jesus had victory over death. God is light was the message of John to a struggling church. Light is our message, should be our message, now and always. Light makes us comprehend the root causes of evil and helps us work to uproot it. And so gives us courage to stand by what is right and good and against what is evil, despite the threat of the powers of the world. Friends, I invite you to be with us in our struggle, so that we continue in faith, and so to face all challenges before us. Help us, pray for us, continue our relief work, and help us respond to the cries of the needy. Help us in our attempt to rescue as many children from the camps and educate them and have them experience childhood normal environment. Help us spread hope and help reconciliation within the communities that have lost confidence in each other, so that a space of hope can become a reality. Stand with us for justice and righteousness through raising voices to any government, to all governments that hold the keys for the end of violence. Help us face the challenges with faith, love, and hope, so that the light of God shines in our part of the world and in yours. The church must never ask the question, do we have a message? Do we have a mission? Rather, how can we do it better? We can if we catch the Spirit of Christ. To God be the glory, now and forever. Let us pray. Lord God Almighty, you are the source of hope, and you are the one who commissioned your church to spread light, hope, love all over, even in the darkness of the world. Help us have faith that you can do it, and you can do it through us. Bless us all, and let us hear your voice and see you guiding us. Help us to stick into your garment and follow you in every way. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.